How about David Hammond?
First of all, thank you very much, Simcha, for giving me the cover to speak here tonight. Thank you very much. The halacha in book of Hilchos Shabbos, the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Nun. Yashkim baboike, a person should wake up early in the morning, b'yom shishi Friday, lahochin tzorchei Shabbos, to prepare the needs for Shabbos, whatever needs to be prepared for Shabbos. Vafilu yesh lei kama avodim l'shamsho, even if he has many servants to serve him, yishtatei lahochin ba'atzmi, he should still try and prepare by himself. Shum dover l'tzorchei Shabbos, something small, k'dei l'tzorchei Shabbos, that he needs for Shabbos, k'dei l'chabdoi, in order to honor Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kirev Chis, the like of Chis, the Hoyo Mechati Chayer, Kedak, who cut the vegetables very thin, Rabba Rav Yosef, Hoyo Mevakin Eitzim, and Rabba Rav Yosef would chop the wood, Rav Zera, Hoyo Madliko Eish, Rav Zera would light the fire, Rav Nachman, Hoyo Mesakin Abayis, prepared the house, Umachnis Kelim Atzrichim Neshabbos, he bought in the Kelim he needed for Shabbos, Umefana, and he took out Klei Achril, the weekday Kelim. Umehem Yilmoid Kol Odom, and from these Amoroim, every person should learn, ולא יימן, you should not say, לא יפגים כבוידה, I won't tarnish my honor, כי זהו כבוידה, that is his honor, שמחב את השבס, he honors the Shabbos. The Mekor of the Shulchan Aruch, of this halacha, Shulchan Aruch, is a Gemara, in two places, a Gemara in Shabbos, and also a Gemara in Kiddushin, famous Gemara in Kiddushin. The Mishnah, in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, Paskan, so Ish Mekadish, a man could be Mekadish, a lady, his wife, boy himself, he could do the Kiddushin himself, Ubishlucha, he can appoint a messenger to do it for him. Says Asim Moakasha, Hashda, now that we've told us the Chiddush, Bishlucha, that his messenger can do it, he doesn't have to do it himself. Hashda Bishlucha Mekadosh, boy mi boya, is any longer a Chiddush that he himself can Mekadosh Isha? Once we know, Shlucha Shlodom Kamoisri, a Shliach of a person, the messenger is as if he himself did the act, he himself was Mekadosh Isha. There's no longer a chiddush to say that he himself can be mekadosh isha. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Omer of Yosef said of Yosef, says of Yosef, mitzvah boy, there's a bigger mitzvah when he is mekadosh isha, rather than sending his messenger. Even though shluchim shalodom k'moisim, the messenger is as if he did it, but it's still better if he does the mitzvah himself. Says of Yosef, I have two rayas for you. What's the raya? Kihoder of Safra, when we see from Rav Safra, Machrich Reisha, he would singe the hair off the head of the animal to prepare it for Shabbos. Rova Molach Shibuta, and Rova salted, he pickled Shibuta, some sort of delicacy, a fish, that was a delicacy in those days. Rav Yosef Bolteraya, we see that these Amorim would stop their learning and would singe the hair off the head of the animal and pickle salt the fish, they were doing it themselves. Why? Because mitzvah boy, the mitzvah with he himself to do it, Yosef Bishlucha, more than his messenger doing it. 13 years ago, I had the zchus to learn with the Brifor Shmulevitz, and he asked me the following kasha. He said, Fashteich, I understand what's going on over here. If you're going to tell me mitzvah boy, Yosef Bishlucha, there's a bigger mitzvah when he does it than his messenger doing it. So, you're telling me all Rav Safra did was he ate a bit of a head of an animal, raw head of an animal, he didn't cook it, he didn't shecht it, nothing. All he did was singed off the hair. If it's a mitzvah to prepare Tzorchei Shabbos, so why didn't he do everything? He should prepare the head properly, cook it, salt it, whatever needs to be done, he should have done it all himself. And Rav Molach Shibuta, the fish, what's with everything else, the cholam, the kugel, he didn't prepare. It's a mitzvah. So he said, so what are you going to tell me? Bittul Torah. The Amorim, they were busy sitting and learning the whole day. It wasn't right, they should cut their learning, so they shouldn't do anything for Shabbos. So then why did they do anything? They shouldn't have done anything, they should have carried on learning. What's going on over here?
You just now said they should do something for Shabbos. So, you started the Shia that wants to do a little bit, even though.
So
that's what they held, they do a little bit.
What's the little bit? If they had to prepare for Shabbos, they had to prepare for Shabbos. But why? What have they done? If it's preparing for Shabbos, then they haven't prepared anything yet. We'll come back to that in a minute. The emes is a Shat Tzion, the Mishnah Brura, in Sukkot and Tess, and the Salocha asks a different question. It says, the Gemara in Moed Kotten Paskens, mitzvah sheyuchalas is halidei acher, a mitzvah that can be done by others, ein mevak lenatalmud afilu lezman mut. You can't be mevatel Torah even for a small amount of time. The mitzvah could be done by others. Rava and Rav Safra could have appointed the messenger to do it for them, to singe the hair, to salt the fish. They didn't have to stop learning for this. Why did they stop learning? So the Mishnah Berurah suggests two answers. Second answer is inami. The dafka l'inyan covered Shabbos. Only here, when it comes to covered Shabbos, omrin on kein dechamira. It's more chomo. Mashen kein l'inyan sham mitzvahs. As opposed to all other mitzvahs which are not so chomo, imul tamad chochem v'negeh lebitul Torah, that he shouldn't do it. Just covered Shabbos, which is chamira, which is so important, which is what you were saying, there's something very important over here. Let's analyze over here what is so special about covered Shabbos. Before we get there, there's a very interesting lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam, when he passed on this halacha, in Perek Lamed Mehilchos Shabbos, halacha Vav, Afalpi, says the Rambam, Shehi Odom Choshuv Beyoisa, extremely choshuv person, big Rosh Hashiva, big Talmud Chacham, Rav, Ve'ein Darkei Likach Dvor Min Ashuk. He doesn't usually, you don't see him going around the shops, going around the marketplace. He's not usually busy doing chores in the house. Chayev lasis dvorim shehein letzerech haShabbos begufoi. Chayev, he's mechuyev lasis dvorim. He should do something, should do things shehein letzerech haShabbos, which are the need of Shabbos begufoi himself. Shezehu kvoidei, because this is his honor. Chachomim horishoyim, from the earlier chachomim, mehem mishoyim afatzil oitim levashil bohen, there were those that cut the wood to cook with it, umehem mishoyim avashil, there were those that cooked, in moileach bosol, pickled the meat, oi gredel apsilosu, made the wicks, oi madlik nerisu, lit the fires, umehem mishoyim yotzev akoyna devorin shein atzirich Shabbos, and there were those that went into the market to buy things for Shabbos, memachal umishke, went to buy food and drink. Afar pish ein dauke bekach. The Rambam says over here, and the Bialok already is Mo'er, the Mishnah Berurah asks the Kasha. The Rambam says over here, Chayev, he's Mechuyev, Lasis, Dvorim, Shehein, Latzorech HaShabbos. He's Mechuyev to do this. Where did the Rambam get this Chiyev from? Where have we seen, till now there's a Chiyev? We saw Mitzvah Boyeisim B'Shluchay. It's Lechatchila, it's better. But Chayev, Lasis, Dvorim, he's Mechuyev. Like he's mechuyev to shake lulav, he's mechuyev last his tvorim, he's mechuyev to do something to prepare for Shabbos. So then, let's analyze what is this mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos. L'chayra, a person is mechuyev to eat three sudos on Shabbos, to have einik Shabbos. But as we know, misha torach b'erev Shabbos, yechol b'Shabbos. Somebody who does something on erev Shabbos, k'nit on Shabbos. If you're not going to, if there's going to be no cooked food, there'll be nothing to eat. You won't be able to have shalosh sudos. So we could have understood the mitzvah over here, l'chayra, is there's a mitzvah to have three sudos. How do I have three sudos? I have to prepare for it. So the heksha, the way to get prepared food, is by actually preparing it. If so, this mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos is only a heksha mitzvah, a preparation to get to the mitzvah. It's not the actual mitzvah in itself. Because there is no mitzvah to cook for Shabbos. The mitzvah is to eat cooked foods on Shabbos, to eat three meals. I can only have three meals if they're prepared before Shabbos, because you can't cook on Shabbos. The mitzvah, preparing for Shabbos, is only a heksher, a preparation to be able to have things ready for Shabbos. So what's the raya to the Gemara in Kiddushin, to a mitzvah of being Mekadosh Isha, which is a mitzvah in itself to be Mekadosh Isha? There, the mitzvah is to be Mekadosh Isha. Here, we're talking about a mitzvah which is a Heksher mitzvah, preparing for the mitzvah. I'd like to suggest the following idea, and with that, maybe we can understand a bit clearer this halacha over here of what is preparing for Shabbos. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Lamed, Perek 30th Perek, at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, he starts off, Arba Dvorim Nemru B'Shabbos. Four things are said about Shabbos. Shnai min HaTorah, two midiraisa, ushnai midivrei soifrim, and two midrabonon. Vehein mufroshin al idei hanavim. There's two drabonon deka halachas. The Nevi'im explain them. Sheba Torah, the two halachas that says in the Torah are zochay v'shomer. And that we know are the lama tes malachas, the says and the leza says, to keep Shabbos. Ushen esparsho al idei hanavim. The ones that were explained by the Nevi'im, Kovod v'oinig. covet, respecting the Shabbos, v'oinek, and enjoying Shabbos. Shenema, pasuk in Yeshaya, v'karoso l'Shabbos oinek, and you should call Shabbos oinek an enjoyment, v'likdoish Hashem mechubod. And to those that sanctify Hashem, the Shabbos, Hashem's Shabbos mechubod, they're mechabed, they honor it. Then the Rambam goes in halacha base, halacha gimel, halacha dalet, halacha hey. Ezo kovod. What is kovod? What does it mean to be mechabed Shabbos? So the Rambam goes into a whole list of jobs, whether it's yilbush chusus nekia, to be roichetz for Shabbos, prepare himself for Shabbos, to do all the jobs for Shabbos. Mesad odom, shulchona, you should prepare the tables, everything. And then the Rambam finishes off this halacha that we've just said. Afal pi shoyo odom choshev b'yosa, ve'ein dar ki likach tvorim nashuk. This halacha says Rambam chayev odom chayev lasis tvorim shehin l'tzorech haShabbos. He's chayev to do things that are l'tzorech haShabbos, begufo himself shezehu kavodei. So what does the Rambam mean? Chayev lasis tvorim shehin l'tzorech haShabbos. The person is mechuyev to do things l'tzorech haShabbos, begufo himself shezehu kavodei, because this is his kavod. Shezehu kvoida is the person that's doing it. His honor is that he is preparing for Shabbos. That is his kavod. So he's chayav to do things for Shabbos. Begufo himself, shezehu kvoida, this is his honor. Even though he's a Talmud Chacham, and you're going to tell me it's pasnished that he should be doing it, a Rav should be doing things for Shabbos. Shezehu kvoida, this is his honor. It's not pasnished. It's kavod haShabbos. Or maybe the Rambam means differently. Chayav lasis tvorim shein latzorech haShabbos. He has to do things that are l'tzorech haShabbos, begufoi, himself, shezehu kvoidei, because this is its honor, Shabbos' honor. He's mechuyev to do something which is Shabbos' honor. And that could be, if we're going to learn like that, that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam says, ezehu kovod, what is kovod? Zehu sh'om chachomim, that he has to be reichet panav yodav raglov, he has to wash himself, he has to wear clean clothes. He shouldn't eat too much on Erev Shabbos because he has to be hungry, he has to be ready for his food on Shabbos. And says the Rambam finishes up. And he's chayav lasis al kovod haShabbos dvorim shehein letzorech haShabbos begufo. He himself has to go and do something to prepare for Shabbos. Shezehu kvoidei, because this is, he himself preparing something is kovod haShabbos. Maybe ask his own kovod. That's not his own kovod. Yeah. The kovod is the kovod of the Shabbos. He's being mekayim the mitzvah of kovod haShabbos, which the Rambam says, which is the medivri seferim, the krosel haShabbos, einav velekadosh Hashem mechubod, which is mechayev him to do something for kovod haShabbos, and for kovod haShabbos he's mechuyev to prepare the kovod haShabbos. If so. If he's mechuyev to do something for the honor of Shabbos, that means that he has to go, when a melech is coming, a person, the bigger honor is that he himself does something rather than is ever doing something. That is the kavod haShabbos. So if so, that could be the pshat in the Gemara in Kedushin. Before Shmuel Levitz's kasha, he asked, I don't understand. Memonoshech, what's he doing? If it's a mitzvah, he should do everything. If you're going to tell me I'll spittle Torah, he shouldn't do anything. So like he suggested, because as the mitzvah of kavod haShabbos, the mitzvah is he has to do something to show that he has kavod haShabbos. He's yeshuv matzapel mechal pnei melech. He's waiting for the king. He's waiting for Shabbos to come in, and that is the kavod of Shabbos. And he's doing something to prepare for Shabbos. So that is enough to do one thing, to be machrech risha. That in itself, that he's singeing the hair, molach shibutel, pickling the fish. If so, you're going to ask me, so what's the Gemara's raya to kiddushin? Maybe only over here by Shabbos, where there's a mitzvah to do it himself as kavod haShabbos. So what's the Gemara bring your eye? A mitzvah bo yisum mebishluchay. That's good for the Gemara's raya from Shabbos. In Shabbos, we see that when a person does something himself, he shows his love for the mitzvah, his chavivas haMitzvah. That chavivas haMitzvah is the emes is the Rashi. This, I saw a very interesting kasha. Rashi says, "Mitzvah bo yosem mebishluchay dechi osik gufay b'mitzvos mekabel schat fei." And the Gemara brings two rayas from Rav Safra, who was machrech risha, and Rava Malach Shibuta. Why did the Gemara bring a raya from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos? Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Lefum tzar agra." The more work you do, the more schat you get. So that should be in the raya. We be mekadosh isha mitzvah bo yezim ebishlucha because lefum tzaragu you have to do more yourself. But it could be there's a much starker raya from preparing for Shabbos. In the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos, the mitzvah of covered Shabbos, you see that a person who puts himself out to prepare for Shabbos, he shows his chavivas ha-mitzvah. Similarly, the Bor says Rav Yosef have a raya that a person doing physically preparing himself and doing the mitzvah himself actively, putting himself out to the mitzvah, he's showing the chavivus of Shabbos, he's showing the chavivus of the mitzvah, says Rav Yosef, from that I have a raya, mitzvah b'yosef b'shluchoy, that he himself is involved, actively involved to prepare the mitzvah. And that's taka, the halacha, yashkim odom. So in Ochanam, the Shulchan Aruch says, yishtadi lohachim, ba'atzmu shum dovel atzorech yishavos k'dei lechadah. He doesn't use a lashon of chayiv, he's not mechuyiv. It could be he doesn't hold as a chiyuv gomor of kovod Shabbos like the Rambam, and it could be as kovod Shabbos that could show the kovod other ways. But still, there's no mitzvah to do more than something to show that he's waiting for the Shabbos and he really wants to be mechabed the Shabbos.